This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why their recruiters' expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
Interesting just timing for that.
Just having a
so, yeah, we were talking during the break. We have a new in-house AI at Channel 10, EW Scripts, and I've been using it the past couple of days. Now, I'm still doing my job. I do my stories, on the Padres, on SDFC. I did a story on SDFC yesterday as well. And then after I write my story and I track it and edit it, there's always the web team wants a web version, which is different. You have to write it differently. And then you have to spend, usually 15, 20, 25 minutes reformatting everything, taking the quotes and, putting them in actual quotation form, said SDFC coach Mikey Varas. And it's just kind of a slog because you've already done the story and now you need to do the web version of the story. Well, our new AI, all you have to do is copy the script that you wrote for TV,
and it makes
it will rework it into something that you can easily post on our website, 10news.com. Takes about 60 seconds to you goes through it, and it pops it out. I proofread it, maybe make one or two quick changes, and I'm done in like 2 minutes. Save me 20 minutes of work that I had been doing every single day. To me, that's like a brilliant use of AI. It's not doing any work really for me that I haven't already done. I did the story. I wrote the script. I put it in. It just saved me a lot of busy work at the end of the day that now I no longer need to do. But you have some qualms and you have some difficulties with AI.
Yeah, I have. I have had a little bit of difficulty with it. I don't know enough about the ramifications of, the environmental concerns that I hear about a lot with it. I'm not in tune with it enough, but I do I do fear it a little bit more, maybe than I should. I do. I think I fear, man, music and art, literal art and books and things like that. Those things are so important to me that to replace it with a computer spitting out a song. I mean, music is pretty homogenized right now, but then again, pop music kind of always has been, country music getting homogenized. I've always been of the opinion that, a great song, you need to have lived it, experienced it, great words put and written down by the human brain through the human hand. That's what's special to me. That's what's sacred to me about music and art, is that it comes from experience. And how do you replace the experience with a computer? And not with what you do. I mean, you're writing a story. It's artistic, and you have artistic license in it. I wouldn't consider you an artist for writing a story about SDFC.
Fair.
Right? That being said, you know, does it make your life easier? Yeah, absolutely. And a little prompt like that you can put in and it formats it the right way, that is different to me than, hey, write a story for me about SDFC's Mikey Varas and the upcoming match, right? That's, you're no longer doing your job. You're just a guy typing in a prompt.
And we're not going
right,
to
me
be...
Give me a prompt for like our radio show.
We're not going to be using it that way. We're not going to say, hey, just write a story about this.
No.
Or find me a story about this. It's only to help refine what we've already done, the actual work that we've done. But the question is, and Paulie, if you want to... You put it into a prompt. Adam in the chat says AI was used at a radio station recently to replace the DJ. Will the technology get so good in 50 years, 25 years, 5 years, that you could have an AI that we would simply craft a compelling 4-hour radio show that centers on the Padres but also touches on weird and wacky things, you know, that are going on in the world today? That's probably a decent one-sentence description of the Ben and Woods program. Could it do that in a few years where, you know, you may not recognize the voices, but, yeah, this is really, really entertaining. These guys are insightful. They're funny. They're engaging. Boy, they really know their craft well. Will the technology get to the point that we won't need to really do anything at all? And that is somewhat worrisome, yes.
It is. And you know... I guess I can bring it up. There was a bit that they did on the Stern Show recently about, and Paulie was like, hey, you have to go hear this. And I did. So they sent a couple of their guys, Ben, to a real doll factory, right? The doll that you use, but a bigger version of Doll Lila.
Hey there, Delilah.
And I listened to the bit and I laughed because it's funny, but I also went, oh my God, oh no, 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 no. Think about my kids, my sons, you know, ages 7 and 4. And I'm like, I hope that they want to have human interaction, you know. And I just, I get a little bit nervous, man. I think technology is a great thing. We'd be lost without it, certainly. But I do, I'm kind of on the, now I'm not ready to move into a cabin and start, you know, making my own butter and stuff. But I'm also like, I'm also kind of fighting the technology revolution a little bit because I do love art so much. It's so important to me. But I was listening to this segment and man, what they're doing with these dolls and stuff, Ben, could absolutely replace
Mark
the
Zuckerberg
human.
This week talking about AI friends. Like most people have 3 friends, but they want 15 friends. So
right.
You can create an AI friend. I don't know that is satisfying to a person. You're not getting enjoyment out of just having someone to talk to. You get enjoyment out of feeling like you have a genuine
connection
with a real person. And I don't think I'd ever have any true satisfaction with a fake relationship with a person, friend, or, you know, romantic, if I knew it wasn't a real person, right?
Yeah, man. It was funny, but it was also like, it had that feeling of like, ha, 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 like kind of nervously laughing, going, oh, man, as they're talking back to you, they're giving you feedback on what you're doing. I mean, it's pretty crass. It's about as crass of a segment as I've ever heard.
Careful with little ears.
Yeah, careful with little ears. It was eye-opening, man. It really was. And, you know, my wife uses it for real estate stuff. Great, man. If you guys can shave, you know, time off your day for stuff that you're already doing anyway, great. I mean, I think that's ultimately a good thing. Where it scares me is when it pertains to movies and TV shows and the arts and
the news,
right? Like all kinds of stuff. So I'm reluctant, you know, when I hear an AI song or I don't want to see AI movies. And granted, you know, you look at movies today, aren't they cooler and better than they were in 1970? Go try to watch a movie in 1975.
Movies. How about television?
Television, all of it. So, yeah, man.
Millions of times
As
better.
It pertains to the radio, I did ask, will artificial intelligence ever be able to host a morning sports radio show for 4 hours to talk about the San Diego Padres and also entertain the listeners? And here's your answer.
Absolutely, AI will soon be able to host a 4-hour morning sports show, delivering Padres stats, hot takes, and even jokes with flair. But real entertainment? That still comes from the human spark AI might co-host, but it won't replace the soul of the show.
There you go.
I really couldn't listen to that guy's voice for longer than 10 seconds if I had to tune in. You know, I just...
Suck it, Woods.
Oh, you know what, pal? I will beat your ass. No problem doing it. You're in a...
No, I will beat your ass.
No, I will beat your ass.
No, I will beat your ass.
No, I will beat your ass. It's fighting with AI.
What does AI think about Rafael Devers' reluctance to...
You've got a problem.
You've got a problem.
You've got a problem.
See, he's missing all of the... You've got a problem. Yeah, he's missing the intonations. How about Club Pilates? Keep firing things in. Everyone says that that AI sounds like Adam Klug.
It Club kind of, Pilates.
Yeah. See, he says it right.
He knows. Right. He's smarter than somebody.
But hot beef. I could do this all day, actually. No, I just, you know...
Hot beef.
You're missing the point.
Yes, yes. So I think that did sound like Adam. Now that I think about it,
hit by a truck.
It kind of does, actually.
Hit by a truck.
Hit by a truck. How about loose cannon?
We're just going through the chat with all your suggestions,
yeah, all your suggestions
right now. Yeah.
Perfect.
Loose cannabis.
Close energy. Goodbye, Benjamin, says Tyler. No, you can never be replaced.
Cannabis.
Yes, loose cannabis.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Ganja, by the way.
Ganja.
Ooh, ganja. That's how the new Pope says it. Ooh, you like ganja, a.k.a. cannabis?
Ooh, can I interest you in some
Ooh,
ganja?
How about some loose cannabis? Ooh, how are you? Ooh, yeah.
The devil's cabbage.
So I guess
AI is crazy, man. Like I am very,
I'm reluctant
on the
man.
Entry levels of all of it and trying to kind of avoid it. I was reading something from this guy a couple months ago who, like, back in the 80s and 90s, he like predicted the rise of like Microsoft and Apple. Like he's very dialed in how technology can evolve and work. And he was saying how like by 2030, we can't even comprehend what our lives are going to look like.
I may be in that cabin in 2030, actually.
Like
making my own butter.
Day-to-day work is going to be so easy that you're just going to be spending time with your family or something.
And guess what the bosses say? Well, I'm paying you a quarter then. If AI's doing your job, I'm going to pay you a quarter.
Like robots already can, but will be able to do like surgeries because they can learn the processes so exponentially faster than humans.
Will the bosses' jobs also be done more efficiently with AI as well? Who will be the bosses? The AI will be the bosses. The AI will be the employees.
I like this, man. We are trending in a weird, weird
direction. I am your boss, Ben.
And we're all just sitting on the nude beach.
Fine by me.
All day long.
Man.
You are fired.
But again, like you're using it at work. I think that's a good way to use it. You know, you're not using it to use it like a crib sheet.
No, not at all. No, it's not. It's just to make your work a little more efficient and a little easier.
Man.
Now the big reveal.
The Dodgers.
That entire segment was created by AI. We're actually having breakfast this morning
down
and not
cafe.
Even in the studio anymore. No, we're still here live, and we are actually, I mean, could AI give away some Padres tickets like
Probably.
I'm about to
do? That's the stuff they could do.
Probably, actually,
they
could.
Absolutely could give away
We got one more pair of tickets to give away for next week's game on Wednesday. It is retro reversible bucket hat night at Petco Park on Wednesday, May 14th. Fifth caller right now at 833-288-0973.
Call us now for a pair of Padres tickets at 833-288-0973.
There it is.
You're right.
It's done.
I really don't need me anymore
How
at all.
How much easier was that?
Get your own tickets at Padres.com/tickets or win them now. Padres Angels here at 97.3 The Fan. And we'll be back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I know AI never battles the bulge. Should always probably be the proper weight. I did battle the bulge a couple of years ago. Did not like what I saw in the mirror. So I got a call from one of actually my coworkers here and said, would you be willing to try the SDFatLoss.com program? I thought, well, what do I have to lose at this point? I am so glad that I went through the program. In 60 days, I lost 40 pounds. I feel so much better now. Lighter on my feet, back pain almost completely gone, knee pain gone, and I have more energy. I sleep better at night. Sleep apnea gone. I don't need to sleep with my a mask anymore and the hose. It's so much better. If you've got any of these issues and you would like to lose weight, please check it out today by going to sdfatloss.com and scheduling a free consultation. You'll talk to one of their great counselors. They will show you how the program works, how you can lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in 2 months with no drugs or injections and no need to take any prepackaged bars or shakes or mixes. Just real food, no exercise, and fast weight loss that is sustainable. I've kept the weight off now almost 2 years. Give it a try for yourself. Go online, sdfatloss.com, schedule your free consultation, and right now get $200 off the program during their spring special here in the month of May at sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
Why SD Fat Loss? Simply the best.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Well, you 7 years together.
It's unbelievable.
You never cease to amaze me. Never. You always amaze me. And I
don't know that it's amazing.
Amazing.
I was simply
what he just said to us.
Well, I mean, we're now 2 months away, less than 2 months away.
Yep.
From our show trip to Philadelphia. Going to go watch the Padres play the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park, enjoy the city, eat some cheesesteaks. And, you know, some roast pork and other delectables from the city of Philadelphia. So I've been wanting to do some research about where we're going to find some of the best stuff while we're in Philly. So I've been on various tourist websites and, you know, apps to try to figure out, okay, what can we not miss while we're in Philly? And they're very comprehensive with their recommendations and suggestions. And, you know, I do it location-based, you know, where our hotel is,
yep.
What are surrounding neighborhoods and blocks. And they're very thorough in their recommendations for whatever your interests may be.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they recommended while I was looking for, you know, places to visit, places to eat, they also had suggestions if you wanted to visit an adult establishment while you were in Philadelphia.
Like a bar?
It's interesting because I've looked around for some stuff in Philly and something, I didn't get any of those recommendations.
Something along the lines of explicit where we visited in Glendale when we were
there. Delilah.
Well, it's funny that you should play that because the name of the place that came up was Delilah's.
There's no way.
In Philadelphia.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
There's no
it's called,
chance.
It is called Delilah's.
It's night one. Which, I'm sorry, babe. I, if you're listening, I'm sorry. It's night.
Piqued my interest just a little
course.
Bit based
I'm
on
sure
the name.
It did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey there, Delilah. Night one.
Oh, my God.
We get in early that day.
Yeah, we get in at like, what, like 1 o'clock,
yeah.
something like that?
Yeah, so we'll have a nice dinner, and then we'll, I guess, go check it out.
Hmm.
What were you looking at?
Like Philadelphia recommendations.
Yeah, you know, they, don't you have to? Do they just give you a big map?
Yeah,
little
just pinpoints of the places of interest. The Liberty Bell.
Does it know things that you're
Lincoln Financial Field?
Does it know things that you're
the Reading Terminal Market and Delilah's?
Does it know things that you're interested in and tailor it?
It could
to
be
you?
It could be AI generated of things that they think you might be interested in. I don't know.
I feel like I'm gonna gain 70 pounds on this trip. He's got us breakfast, lunch, and dinner locked in.
All 3 days.
I mean, he's like 3 days, 9 meals. They're all going to be top notch.
Got Pennsylvania Dutch country breakfast. We got roast pork. We got cheese steaks. We got pretzels. They have soft baked pretzels like you wouldn't believe in Philadelphia.
Jeez, dude. I've heard they got good steakhouses too.
They do.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited. We're going to eat our way through Philly. And definitely, you know, go at least check it out. It's for the bit. That's what I'm going to tell my wife. Babe, it's for the bit, clearly. We just got to get a picture in front of it. We may not even go in.
Probably
as far
I'm
as you
sure.
know. As far as you know, we just took a picture out front.
It's going to be a framed photo of Ben Higgins in there.
Delilah. Delilah. So good. Well, and what was the rating on it?
There's 3 stars.
3 out of what? 5?
5, I believe.
Whew. Okay.
I usually like to go to at least 4-star establishments of any kind.
That's true.
But
I feel like you get more bang for your buck in a 3-star establishment. I do. Just based on
maybe less crowds.
Yeah.
More personalized attention.
Yeah, more attention.
Not overly crowded. Sometimes it's tough to get into any 5-star places because you gotta have reservations,
yeah.
there's a long wait at the door,
big cover.
3-star place, you just
walk
right
in.
Yeah.
Big bucket of beers or something and have some fun.
I do not want a big bucket.
You don't?
Of beers.
Why not?
Just don't. I don't want a big bucket
he
of beers.
He ordered, when we went to Explicit, he ordered a martini, which was just because I think he thought he was going to be like James Bond.
A martini is a great order at a place that you're not sure of the quality because
is it?
It's only one ingredient if you do a martini right. It's vodka.
You and like
if
a you vodka call, martini.
If you call your vodka... It's coming straight from the bottle. As long as they make it cold, you really can't mess it up. Throw a couple of olives
well,
in there.
You
and,
can't mess
and,
up a bucket of beers either.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to be good beer.
It's fair.
It's going to be bad beer.
Yeah, but isn't it vodka and vermouth?
You can, if you want a dry martini, they don't even put vermouth in it.
And it's a real just, martini is gin, yes?
Gin martini is the original, but I prefer a vodka martini.
So you just like cold vodka.
It's very cold.
In that cool glass.
In the very cool glass.
That's
with,
why you
with
order
a couple
it.
Of olives.
But you like it because of the glass.
Yeah.
They have that beer, Yuengling? Yuengling?
Yuengling.
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 Never had it before.
Yeah, it's spelled with a U, but...
A Y.
Well, Y-U, but Y-U. It's pronounced Yuengling.
Yuengling.
That actually is decent. I've had a couple of Yuenglings when I've been in Pennsylvania before.
Save him saying I've had a couple of Yuenglings for some reason. We might need that.
But yeah, usually my vodka of choice. I don't mind Tito's, but I like Kettle One.
Save that.
And off we go.
And off we
round
go.
Seven.
Go. Round six.
Things Ben likes.
We should definitely replay that at the end of the show. We had if you missed it, we had a new installment of Things Ben Likes on the program
we'll,
today.
We'll do a traditional Friday finish
yeah.
to the Ben and Woods program
right.
with the new Paulie crafted version of Things Ben Likes.
All right, good.
All right, quickly here before we get to the Rondle Report. Again, Padres opening up their series in Colorado after a day off. The one thing, I know you're worried, and I've been trying to calm everybody down that you're never going to have a better situation going into Coors Field. The Padres are 10 games above 500. The Rockies are 25 games under 500. They are 17 and a half games out of fourth place, I believe, or third place, or whatever, just a month into the season. This is historically bad for the Rockies right now. They had to play a doubleheader yesterday. They lost that doubleheader by, you know, 18 runs combined. It is... They are at the low point. My only worry would be when you hit rock bottom, there's nowhere else to go but up. And I've got to imagine that that's kind of the feeling. Like, hey, just go out there and be loose. I mean, things can't get any worse than they are right now. So, hey, go out and if I'm Bud Black, I'm saying, go out and just have some fun tonight. You know, just let it come to you. Don't worry about it. Don't, you know, we're probably not going to win this game, but who knows? Just go ahead and swing hard and, you know, maybe it's Coors Field. You make some contact and things happen for you in a game tonight. That's my biggest worry against the Rockies in this game.
Not a lot of matchup information on their side. Not a lot of guys have faced Randy Vasquez. Brenton Doyle's had 4 ABs. Ryan McMahon's had 6. But on the other side, Luis Arraez has hit Senzatella really well. Senzatella's 1-5 with a 5.50 ERA.
Which makes him maybe one of their best starters.
Correct, yeah. Jason Hayward actually has had some luck against Senzatella as well, as has Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. in 15 at-bats, hitting .267. But yeah, I mean, look, this is we are clearly the far superior team. You just got to handle business. It's stupid baseball. Anything can happen, and especially at that place, which, as you mentioned way early in the show, the San Diego Padres have a .390 winning percentage at Petco Park. That's
Coors Field.
I'm sorry, God, at Coors Field. That is atrocious. That's an atrocious, atrocious winning percentage at that place. They've never played well there. I expect them
even
to.
Even Mike Schilt struggled there last year.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's just for whatever reason. For whatever reason, it's just got that House of Horrors feel. Weird stuff happens. Bad things happen there. And, you know, just want to get out of there.
Some good things have happened. You know, Jeff Sanders wrote, you know, some of the great accomplishments. First two cycles in Padres history happened at Coors Field. Offensively, good things happen. Jake Cronenworth, who is expected back tonight, has a career OPS of over 1,000 at Coors Field. He loves hitting there. But a lot of guys love hitting there. It's really the pitchers that you worry most about. When you go to Denver.
Yeah, listen, we get first licks tonight. Throw 5 or 6 up because you may need a few of those innings at Coors Field. Watch it be like a 1-0 pitcher's duel, which will make me it will age me.
No,
I
do not. I do not want to see that tonight.
I don't either.
Definitely love to see some early offense and at least have 1 or 2 comfortable wins. You know that at some point it's going to get dicey. There's going to be
there's
a game, even if they win all 3. Going to be a game where you have to pull it out or it's close right until the end. You're going to need to strike someone out with runners on base. You don't sweep a series generally and win every game by 9 runs. So there's going to be a dicey moment this weekend. Brace yourself for it.
Strap in, buddy. Nick in the chat says he moved to Colorado last September. He gets to see the Padres again in person this weekend. Congrats, Nick. Does feel good to go root on your team.
Got your own section to yourself, probably.
And I'm not being a jerk here, but there will be a ton of Padres fans there. If you could hear the Padres fans in New York at Yankee Stadium, you're damn well going to hear them in Colorado. So get out there and make some noise tonight. Root on the boys. We'll be watching from home. And, we need to win this one tonight.
All right, Paulie Reindl report coming up next.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, that's your tease for the Reindl report. It is, in fact, coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
It. First, gang, let me tell you about the fun times that I'm having over using Underdog. You guys know how daily fantasy works, I'm sure. All you have to do is pick whether players will go higher or lower on their stats. Things like points, assists, rebounds. If you're playing the playoffs right now in NBA basketball, it's been pretty wild. It has been pretty wild. Underdog, the leading place to make all your sports picks. Now you can play it right here in our wonderful state. Just download the app, choose whether a player, again, will go higher or lower on those stats. Very, very simple to do. Once your picks are locked in, you feel good about them, you can play with as little as $1. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. So have some fun with it. Download the Underdog app, sign up with the promo code WOODS. You'll unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code WOODS. Got to be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, 19 and over in Colorado for some games, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. And in New York, call the 24-7 HOPE line at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
It's been a loose Friday.
Like loose Fridays.
Not loose cannabis version.
Loose cannabis?
Loose Friday. It's my favorite.
Loose Friday. No game yesterday to really break down. Actually, kind of, I know the NBA playoffs are on, but there was just one game last night. It wasn't particularly entertaining either. Ant Edwards stepped on someone's foot and twisted his ankle, but came back into the game. Without Steph Curry, the Warriors didn't quite match up. So we've kept it loose today. I'm sure there's some stuff we've missed, though. Paulie's going to have his Roundel Report headlines. We'll get to those after our last check of traffic.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Roundel Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Roundel Report with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Happy Friday, gentlemen. We will start off in college football. There's been so many developments on this story just today, but there was a report that came out that Bill Belichick's girlfriend, it's the story that'll never go away.
It's never going to die.
Jordan Hudson is now banned from UNC's football facility.
Come on.
Former ESPN personality, I think he does just his YouTube show now, Pablo Torre.
Yep.
He got this information and ran with it, and he said, one Belichick family source adds, there is deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, reputation, everything he has built and worked for over decades. And then recently, Brian Murphy, who works as a sports journalist for WRAL, I'm going to just assume that's Raleigh.
Correct.
WRAL. He says that UNC denies Pablo's report that Jordan Hudson is banned from football facilities. That's getting headlines, but Tory's podcast goes much deeper than that. Statement also says Hudson will manage all activities related to Belichick's personal brand. So the school is denying.
Yeah, they issued a statement to refute the Pablo Torre podcast.
Kind of a ballsy thing to run with, no?
So it bothers me when, use some common sense here, Pablo. And Pablo's usually pretty good, but who's in charge at North Carolina?
Bill Belichick.
Obviously.
Right.
You don't hire Bill Belichick, and no one, I know there's an athletic director, there's a school president. Ultimately, if they wanted to fire Bill Belichick, they could. Until that day, what Bill Belichick says goes with the football program. Who has access, who doesn't? They're not stepping in and telling Bill Belichick in his first season who can and who cannot visit the facility. There's absolutely no chance that that is happening. I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
Pablo just came out early and said he stands by his report. I mean, again, you can get a report.
Could there be some uneasiness among the athletic director and the president? Like, oh, I wish Bill wouldn't have her around so much. Will any of them actually, like, issue a ruling, you can't bring her here? No. Because they can't.
I don't think so either.
Like I said, this story has been developing, like, in real time this morning, and like 30 minutes ago, Pablo posted on X, we broke the news of an important meeting where UNC higher-ups told the football program that Jordan Hudson cannot be around the facility anymore. Many people around the team heard that message very clearly. You can decide who to trust in terms of how the PR spin goes from here.
Bill Belichick doesn't need this job.
He really doesn't.
North Carolina thinks they need Bill Belichick to make a splash, to win some games, maybe get to a college football playoff. Now, whether he will or not, certainly a source of debate, but they need him more than he needs them, and he calls the shots while he's there.
And
that's how I read it.
And in regards to his legacy, it's fine. This does absolutely nothing to ruin this man's legacy. Nothing. In my opinion, nothing. I mean, you can question him all you want and say, oh, I don't like this, or I don't believe in it, and it's whatever you may think, but you know, not taking away the career he's had.
If Pablo Torre reported that she's been banned, And North Carolina has issued a statement saying that's not true. How do you stand by your reporting? They've just refuted you directly.
You know, man, if we ran with every single thing we heard, I think we'd be out of a job.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly. And there may be truth to some of the things that we've heard over the years. And you just can't run with stuff like that. Everything is so sensationalist right now. And, you know, what's the consequences for Pablo Torre on his podcast?
Maybe he doesn't get a credential to UNC football.
Did he have one? Yeah. Did he have one? Did he care?
Right.
Like, what are the consequences for Pablo Torre? Hey, man, because I'm not saying he didn't hear something. I'm not saying that at all. But to run with it, I feel is a little irresponsible.
He says they can choose to describe or change their position on Jordan Hudson's involvement however they wish. Following the publication of our episode, we requested comment, filed dozens of FOIA, Freedom of Information Act requests that were not satisfied, and we stand by the specific reporting in our episode, which came from the highest levels of the football program. Not the highest levels, because the highest level of the football program
is Bill Belichick. Pretty much. He's going to be the guy that makes the decision. So, yeah, I get the sense that if he wants her around, she's going to be around.
Plus, Bill Belichick is the one who's orchestrating this all, like, and telling her, oh, no, you're completely welcome. She's not really welcome.
Bill, blink twice.
Yeah. it's really a weird, it's taken a weird turn.
Yes.
Yeah. Several weird turns. Starting with the mermaid pictures on the beach, I thought was kind of the, where he's holding her up on his feet.
Impressive, though, that he balanced her like
it
that.
It is. I thought we could recreate them, but I forgot. Who would have balanced who?
Well, I don't think it would have gone well for either one of us.
You think?
I don't have the agility to balance you, but I don't know that you would have the full strength to balance me. I'm still, even after SDFatLoss.com, still a big guy.
There's only one way to find out.
AI.
No, not AI.
Chat GPT.
Nope.
All right, that's it for sports. Let's see here. There was a story a few days ago of a 55-year-old woman in Akron, Ohio. This fell under the stupid criminal category. She was arrested for an outstanding warrant, driving on a suspended license, and that's the least of the worries here in this story. This story made the news because her passenger was a raccoon, her pet raccoon.
Hmm.
And while she was pulled over for the suspended license, she was arrested for drug possession because the raccoon pulled out a meth pipe and tried to smoke it in the front seat while the cop was like, license and registration, please. This car looked like it had seen better days. There's garbage everywhere.
You're not kidding.
Sir, you have dark circles under your eyes. Is everything okay? No.
There's video.
This is how I look.
I didn't have time
it's
to pull.
It's not my meth pipe. That's my raccoon.
It's my raccoon pipe.
You have to go and find the video. The cop can't stop laughing. The body cam footage, he's laughing hysterically. He's arresting her, and he looks back in the car, and he sees the raccoon, whose name is Chewy, just sitting in the driver's seat, holding a meth pipe up to its mouth.
Well, I think animals can get addicted to drugs as easily as people can.
If you're the cop, of course, you know, you want to save the animal, too. You get that meth pipe away from him. Yeah. So the cop took the meth pipe. Raccoon went down and found another one
in the car.
A second.
So
pipe.
The first one was confiscated. Yeah, and he went to his backup pipe.
Do you see the raccoon holding the methamphetamine pipe?
Extremely clearly. Yeah. It's wild. They found three pipes, a small amount of crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine.
And 7 grams of meth. She's facing charges for felony drug possession.
It
Chewy's
wasn't
fine.
Mine. I just told you. It's my raccoon stash.
I don't know where he got it.
No idea. He has a problem. I'm not going to rake this guy over the coals.
He runs with a very shady crowd.
It's a disease. It's a disease at the end of the day.
I'm actually driving him to Meth Anonymous now.
I'm dropping him off. He's going to rehab right now. Raccoon rehab. That is where was this at?
It was in Akron, Ohio.
Ohio.
And my final story takes us to Chicago. And I find this whole idea to be fascinating. Because I don't know much about it. But there is a story out of Chicago where a man who owned a home discovered that squatters were living in his home. He's trying to sell the home, and he showed up with his realtor and a potential buyer and realized, oh, there's people living here, and they've been living here. And he didn't know what to do. He could not get them out because squatters' rights is a real thing.
Yeah, big time.
So rather than, like, continuing to try to see how to get them out of this man's home, he decided, I'm just going to move in with them.
Into my
own
home.
And I've got new roommates now.
Yeah, into my own house.
Yeah.
He leaned into it and just accepted it. He said, no problem. This is what we're doing. I'm going to move back into my home, and you guys are here.
Like Nick Saban and his Airbnb ads.
That's right.
I like those.
He says he called the police. They told him under Illinois current law, they could not remove anyone from the house.
That makes no sense to
and
me.
And so he told
the
police.
What is trespassing if it's not that?
So he told police, I'm not leaving. So I called a couple of friends. We stayed overnight, and I knew they were not going to like that.
Yeah.
They literally just camped out in the living room. The owner of the home just sat in the living room with his friends like watched the door because the squatters were all living in one of the bedrooms.
That is,
and they stayed a whole night with them.
I do not understand squatters' rights. In my opinion, you have no rights if you're a squatter. None.
It says here they were
zero.
They were like, we want $8,000 of what we paid so that we can leave your property. He said they negotiated. He had them sign a cash for key agreement and paid them $4,300 to leave.
Ooh.
And I saw a story about this happening locally here earlier in the week.
One
and
of
I,
our
and
local news girls, it's happening.
I just, are squatters' rights and how did this ever become a thing?
She said it has cost her to this point $40,000 in legally trying to get somebody out that paid the first month rent and did not pay again. And I think that is absolutely repulsive, man.
I agree.
Repulsive.
I think this is something that we should all agree on.
Look, man, I have a heart for human suffering.
There have been landlords who have also abused their landlording, trying to kick people out without, enough warning to find somewhere else to live, which then probably the pendulum swung too far. So we got to protect these people. He told him he had to be out in 5 days, and they didn't have anywhere else to live.
And
he had been paid up to his rent at that point. And you can't just kick someone out of their home.
But like the people,
but then it became way too far on the other way.
But like the people that just find a house that's empty, break in, and they're like, "Sorry, buddy, I got rights. I can live here now." That's next level. That's next level stuff.
It should be much faster to at least be able to prove, yes, I own this house. They are not supposed to be here.
Correct.
But, when a police officer shows up, they can't know for certain, you're the homeowner and you're the squatter, and what are you supposed to do? Just take one person's word for it? So you do have to have a process, obviously.
That's terrible, dude.
But it should be a much more efficient process, clearly. Oh, there's the raccoon. Finally.
On our YouTube stream, see the raccoon hanging out.
Oh, it's sad that he got to that.
All right.
He's put on some. He's pretty heavy for a meth addict.
That's true. Well-fed.
Well, that doesn't exist.
You can see the cop is holding one pipe in his hand in the left, and the raccoon's got another one. Yeah. Trying to smoke. Literally trying to smoke it.
That car looks like it got hit by a train. It's missing the inner.
Hit by a train?
Hit by a truck? It's missing like the inner
hit by a
door.
Truck.
There's netting on the window like it's a NASCAR. What in the world, dude? I'm glad she's off the streets, bro. That is unbelievable.
Yeah,
Paul, you did a lot of work putting together a new edition of Things Ben Likes. It is Friday. We used to end every Friday either with Flubs or Thing Ben Likes. I haven't done so much this year, but why not today in honor of Paulie's new edition of it? I like the idea of the fast offense. I like a good Oktoberfest.
I bet you do.
I like eating a lot. I like all the matchups, though, for the series, Woods. I like the word ambiance as well. I do like the hotel rooms that have a nice big tub. I like the Padres' chances in all those games.
I like a mini donut, too.
I like Stephen A. I like oysters.
Yes.
I saw a quote from Eric Grubner. that I actually liked. I like our chances. I mean, I like beef jerky. I like sitting. I like meals out. I like the Royals with Seth Lugo. I like a tangier burger. I like booths. I like the idea of knowing, like, the checks will be coming. I like a good artichoke dip. I like living in San Diego way more than I would like living in Los Angeles. He's been on our show before. I like Jake. I like playing Golden Tee. I like tomato soup. I like to mix up the difficulty level from time to time.
Yep.
I do actually like buffalo cauliflower. I do like to be right. I liked the players they had this year. I like the consistency. I like hamachi. I do like to make a salient point. I like his at-bats. Well, cranberry juice cocktail, I like that. I like to eat.
I do like walking.
I liked his approach, attack something quickly, go the other way. I like the clinking of the chips. I liked that game yesterday. Again, I just really like the smaller school feel. Yeah. I like those books, and I like that movie. I like having Nick Pivetta on the mound. I like to try the different items. I like a big old English D.
Whoa.
I like some of the swings that he takes. I like to walk. I really do. I actually like him in this spot today. I like Yakitori. I'd like the Padres to be in that situation. And I like that Mike Schilt is the guy. This is a little bit silly, but I liked it.
Incredible.
It is a little bit silly, but somehow we do all like it.
For anyone wondering, we have already began
the
search for another 40 to 50 things Ben likes for part six.
Part six.
I usually like to go to at least 4-star establishments of any kind. I like Kettle One. Well on our way.
Well on our way. Brilliant.
We would be remiss if we did not mention in an entire 4-hour program on May 9th. Happy birthday. Tony Gwynn would have been 65 years old. There's the
buddy.
Laugh. I love that. Thoughts with Tony Jr. and his family today. Such a beautiful scene when all the grandkids, all Tony's kids threw out the first ball on Tony rookie bobblehead night. It was really cool. Hard to believe. Should still be here today. Should be with us. Very sad. Cancer. Ugh, I'm glad they're raising some money to fight it tonight at the Elton John concert. Hopefully we can, maybe AI can figure out a way to get rid of cancer, and that would be nice. But
Man. And, you know, I always think about Tony Jr., obviously, on a day like today. Can't be an easy one for him. He's got to go work a baseball game, but he's working a San Diego Padres game, which is pretty incredible. And, you know, listen, let's go win on Tony Gwynn's birthday. How about that?
And then, you know, you'll be on your way to the 3-game sweep that we hope we will be talking about on Monday morning when we rejoin you at 6 a.m. And if we are not, we're going to be somewhat disappointed. Even with a 2 out of 3, even with a 6-3 road trip, there's going to be a tinge.
Most nervous I've been for a Monday show.
I know.
Show ever,
and it's hard to sweep a series on the road, even at Coors Field.
Yep.
That's what you're looking for this weekend. Starts tonight, 5:40. First pitch, 4:40. Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sammy Lenevitt. First, though, Braden's got you for the next 4 hours. We are done, though. For executive producer Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great weekend from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long.